This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally worthless.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation...
You guys, I don't know how you guys this morning was, but let me tell you guys that getting my kids out the door this morning was a shit show. And I mean a literal shit show, because I turned around for 2 seconds and both of them had taken their diapers off, and Remy had decided that he wanted to go potty right there and then, so I caught him mid-squat and I had to run and grab him. We're doing potty training right now, so he's doing really good, except for this morning he just decided to, like, I just hear this. And I look over, and I'm over here preparing breakfast. I look over, he's like hunched over, just hunched over, just in the middle of the living room. I'm like, no.
Oh, jeez.
He's now, over there. He's trying to punch a grumpy in the middle of the living room.
Wait, carpet or hardwood floor or tile?
No,
or
hard, thank God it's hardwood floors. But at the same time, no. But here's the thing. So I caught it just in time. But then I'm grabbing him now. And mind you. He's still in the squatting fetal position as I'm lifting him up in the air, going, no, running to the toilet. And I look down and he's got this little turtle head that started to come out. And he I put him in the potty, sit down, and he looks at me and goes, I go poopy in the potty. I'm like, now you do. Now you do. I picked your ass up and dragged you across the house to make sure I hear the perfect doop on the water. Yeah. So I don't know how you guys' morning is going, but that was the beginning of my morning.
Well, that's a good enough way to start, I think. Welcome to the new War Stories Locker Room podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Tom. And then, of course, wave Matt, because there's Matt. Because for those of you who are just listening, we're actually going to do this video as well. So you can watch our ugly faces and not just listen to our terrible voices. But that's as good of a way to start as any. For those of you who were not privy to the Manstalgia podcast, we also have with us Marco, who was one of our co-hosts on that. And it all kind of spiraled downhill from there. You want to kind of explain that, Matt?
I just realized my whole name is still up here for some reason. Oh, well, we're going to run with it. Sorry, I was focusing on that. Can you repeat the question, sir?
I was just saying that it's all kind of a crazy way that this has all come full circle now that the three of us are sitting here doing the War Stories midweek podcast called the Locker Room Podcast. And it was a long, strange, weird 3-year trip to get back to this point, but maybe you can kind of start explaining.
So, it was a bright,
maybe
sunny afternoon. I just woke up. I'm like half a cup in. So Tom came up to both of us and said, "Hey, I want to do this podcast. We're going to talk about man shit, rah, 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 rah." And we're like, "Hell yeah." And then we decided to get together and start doing this fun little podcast that we found out, and you're going to find out too, that we like to go down little rabbit holes and trails and bunny around things. So this was your initial brainchild, Thomas, right?
Yeah. I thought, you know, it would be interesting for guys to get together and just talk like we do. And then I thought the guys would listen to it because they could sit down and be like, yeah, that's how we talk when the girls aren't around, and the girls would want to listen to it because, like, holy shit, that's what guys talk like when we're not around.
Right. And so little background on the three of us, because like you said, this is, the War Stories crowd is not too well versed in us, but we all know each other from way back in high school.
Yeah, for me and Marco, it was even before high school.
Before that, yeah. I think I jumped into the mix around 11th grade, if I remember correctly.
And for all of you War Stories fans, you know what I've always said on that show, which is if you're a veteran or if you're a firefighter or if you're a police officer, keep your friends that knew you before you were one of those guys, because they're the ones that are going to be like, oh, fuck, I knew you when.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was just the only one out of the group that got caught, you could say.
Well, when you got back from the Navy, you were like all gung-ho Navy. I'm like, motherfucker, we know you got into some shit.
Yeah.
We know what the Navy don't know.
I knew what your police department didn't know, too.
That's right. I don't think anybody knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, when I heard that Tom became a cop, I'm like, I obviously comes from a line of law enforcement, so part of me was not surprised. The other part of me was like, really?
So you know what's funny is I was just talking about this, and we're already rabbit trailing, but I was just talking about this with somebody. It was like you, Matt, a couple of my other best friends. You were the like some of the few people that I shared my inner thoughts and my inner feelings. The rest of the world just got, you know, this show, you know, because all three of us were in a band together in high school.
Right.
So, you know, we were playing music together and playing at clubs and doing all that stuff. But you guys knew like me and my personal thoughts because we'd stay up late and talk and, you know, have real conversations. Everybody else just knew the guy who was up on stage playing the guitar. And so it was kind of funny that when I said, yeah, I'm, you know, I've got a kid and I'm becoming a cop, like 8 people got it. 8 people, like Marco, Matt, there's only a couple people that went, yeah, okay, that makes sense. I could see that. And then like 158 other people were like, what?
Yeah. So let's circle back to the podcast thing. So here's the burning question. What's going to be different this go around? Cause Manstalgia, basically spawned War Stories.
Right. So it's kind of art imitates life imitates art.
Right. So now we're coming full circle. We're back at it under a new name with a new idea. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this go around, we're going to kind of try to stay a little bit more focused on point and some more shaking his head. Mark is already shaking his head. Nope. As far as in theory, we're going to go into this with maybe one big topic that we're going to hit on because the last go around was kind of like a variety show podcast where we were getting kind of overzealous, I think.
Yeah.
When you say we're gonna hit on, are you talking about we're gonna holler at somebody? Like, hey, girl, let me holler at you.
Hey, we're gonna be hollering. Oh yeah.
Like a topic will walk by, we'll be like, "What's up, topic?
What's up, topic? Hey.
No, so yeah. So the first time we did this, I think we were a little overambitious, and we were just, you know, figured out. I think we kind of ran things like a morning show, like a radio morning show where we had like segments. Like a
radio morning show.
Yeah. We had like segments that we would try and do regularly. And what we realized is those segments were all based on, you know, people who had died, like celebrity deaths and what was, you know, what was trending in the news and all that kind of stuff. But we wouldn't spend a long time on any one particular topic. We'd just spend a lot of time talking about a whole bunch of stuff.
So we had podcast ADD.
Oh, hell, I believe. Yeah. Well, and early on, we allowed ourselves to enjoy ourselves too much when we were poor. We were heavy handed with the pouring and the, you know, enjoyment.
Yes, that is correct.
So I think,
I forgot about that. I don't know if I forgot about that or I was too drunk to remember that.
Yeah. Some of those, it was, our speech would be really good at the very beginning of the episode. And somehow by the end of the episode, it'd be kind of slurred.
I
think my favorite, listening back to the podcast, the moments where you would say, hello. And I would just respond back, I'm sorry. I'm just way too high right now. I'm way too faded. Right? Yeah, that's sorry. Not gonna happen again. Maybe.
So the kind of gist of this for people that are just used to veterans and law enforcement, We're going to have a much more diverse group of people on this. It's not the other podcast, War Stories, regularly is veterans, police officers, firefighters, first responders, all that. But slowly but surely, the people that were listening were like, hey, what's your take on this? Or what's your take on that? Or, you know, and I think people just were interested in our messed up, twisted point of view. And so we did a little poll. People wanted to hear us talk about, people want to hear us talk about QAnon. People want to hear us talk about, what do you think of this current event or that current event? So current events came up as a topic that people wanted to hear our messed up point of view on. So I thought I would open it up to, obviously our normal people. John's not with us today because John's out, in uniform. He's got his super son on. He's doing this, you know, his career thing, as opposed to doing this, because we get paid so much to do this. quick secret, we don't.
We get paid in love and appreciation. Yeah.
When you guys sponsor the show and buy t-shirts, that's when we pay the bills and keep the lights on. But message, ding ding. We need that little like ding. Oh, yeah. Bell.
Want to grow on.
Right. Anyway, so in an effort to, if we're going to talk about current events and what's going on out there, Matt and I and John thought we'd open up the opinion base to a more diverse group. And since John couldn't be here today, we went back to our original cast of characters from the Manstalgia podcast. We brought Marco back. And I think what we're going to do is between me, Matt, and John, and eventually Marco and some other people, you'll see just a regular parade, or hear just a regular parade of people that you've come to know through the War Stories podcast, and we'll give our opinions. But I think this time it's probably better if we just try and stick with one topic per episode.
Yeah. We'll really dive into one thing and dissect the hell out of it and just beat the shit out of it and see what happens.
Right. So we'll give a preview, because this episode I kind of wanted to get into our background together, our history together, the three of us. But just to give an idea, we are planning on recording another episode midweek for next week. And that's going to be about alphas and betas, right? So we're going to discuss the concept of the alpha male versus what, you know, a lot of people like to throw around online, or, you know, in insults of beta and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to discuss what makes an alpha male versus what makes a beta male. So that will be next week. But for this week, we wanted to give you an intro, give you an idea of who we are. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Tom, the host of the War Stories podcast, and you can go over there and hear everything about me. But for those of you who maybe haven't listened to Matt's episode, Matt, why don't you tell everybody what your background is and how you kind of got to where you're at?
Oh, okay. I'm going to make it quick. I'm going to do the Cliff Notes version. So as we already discussed, we all went to high school together. Right out of high school, I decided to join the Navy and did my stint in the Navy. It was Clinton's Navy, so it was peacetime. There was nothing much going on. Don't ask, don't tell.
I think he let a couple ships get attacked and didn't do shit about it.
Yeah. He was closing down bases. And I mean, by the time I was supposed to go to San Diego for boot camp, and by the time I graduated high school after making that decision, San Diego was closed, and there was just Orlando and Great Lakes. And then by the time I was getting ready to ship out, Orlando was just for nuclear school candidates and females. And then Orlando closed down, by the time I graduated boot camp, they were already rolling the females into Great Lakes. So yeah, he was just going around, you know, shutting everything down. So yeah, after that, I decided to move out to Arizona and say goodbye to my boys for a little bit, and got into a significant amount of trouble out there, and was guest of the state of Arizona for 2.5 years, which was a fun phone call that had with you, Thomas, after I had got out.
Yeah, I like to give a brief description of that phone call. Hello? Yeah, hey, it's Matt. Oh, hey. Dude, I haven't talked to you in like 2 years? It's been exactly 2.5 years. How do you know it's been exactly 2.5 years? Well,
yeah, let me tell you. yeah. So I stayed out in Arizona for about a total of about 12 years and then kind of made my way back into the family business of the movie industry and back out here to beautiful LA and reconnected with my boys. And yeah, the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah. So, I've known you since I was 15 or 16, I think.
Right. Right. And yeah, now, yeah, I'd say, yeah, it's, I think, yeah, you were 16. I was like, I'm like almost a year older than you or something ridiculous yeah, like that. Yeah,
you were in 11th grade, I think, when you came to our high school.
Right.
And I was in 10th. So that would make sense. And then the person I've known even longer, the second longest friendship I have, there is only one friendship I have older than ours, Marco. And, well, I met Rosie in junior high in 7th grade.
Oh, yes, Rosie.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So Marco and I have known each other even longer than that. Why don't you tell us about your background, Marco? Because this is a diverse group just right here. We've got a ex-cop, a former felon, and a tattoo artist all on the same screen together, and yet we all share mostly the same kind of mindset. We just get into interesting debates on the finer points of things.
The details of my youth are inconsequential. My mother was a French whore named Chloe with web feet. My father womanized. He would get drunk and make ridiculous claims, like he invented the exclamation mark and the question mark. You know, just it's not, you know, just a normal upbringing like everybody else's.
Right.
I was actually born and raised in South America in Venezuela. Came up to the States when right before I turned 11. Right before I turned 11. I had to do some math real quick, and that math is really old. So it's old math. It's not that new math that they're teaching us.
No, it's like actual like 2 + 2 = 4 math.
Yeah, you can cheat by looking at the clock math. So. Yeah. I came up to the States and had an interesting change of cultures. Moved into an apartment building. That's where I ran into old Tom over there, old Tom Bones over there. And he's been corrupting my mind since I think I was 15 when we met.
I just taught you how to jump off a roof into a pool. The rest was all you.
Yeah. At that point, then that led to smoking and hiding and ditching and jumping fences. And I mean, before that, I mean, I knew how to, like, you know, swim in the ocean and ride, you know, giant turtles and, you know, swing from vines and, you know, how to, like, stay away from piranhas. You
catch
know,
iguana for supper.
Exactly, you know, roasting iguanas and you know, giant tarantulas, you know, for supper. I mean, just, you know, the normal kind of kid stuff that, you know, people do.
Yeah.
Met Matt. I think I met you 11th grade, almost maybe even senior year in high school.
Yeah.
And then we actually all hooked up and became friends right after graduation. I want to say, like, right after.
No, it had to have been before, because we were in high
school. No, it was before.
All the furniture out of the house and used.
Right. It was right. Yeah, that's right. It was right before. Then you took off to boot, and then came back, and we all went our separate ways for a while. And then I would say we grew up, but we didn't grow up. We just got older.
Yep.
So we just all got older. Life made some changes. I did a couple different things in my life. Wound up, long story short, became a tattoo artist. I have a, by the way, for all you that do not know me, I am the motherfucker who ramble on. So I'm trying to wind this down.
Yeah, you thought I ramble.
No, I'm horrible. So did a bunch of different things with my life. And basically, long story short, I am the resident tattoo artist of the group. And the official official beaner, the official South American connection. So
that's right.
I give legitimate. Sorry. Yeah, I basically, in case you guys are wondering, anytime the word beaner is dropped, it's okay because I'm here. So that's it.
That's right.
I can't say anything else about any other lightly the derogatory terms, but I can vouch for that one, that they are okay to say it because I am officially a black bean.
That's right. But you know what? Like you're the, like, you, even the people looking at you right now are going to see, like, you don't look.
No.
So
you no, just, I mean, you're I mean, like, I'm a reverse coconut. I'm white, yeah. I'm white on the outside, brown on the inside. It's okay. I'm a double agent. Don't worry about it. I still report back to, I still eat, you know, fried plantains and black beans and white rice every night. So like,
I grew up terrified of when your mom, because your Spanish, you know, Venezuelan Spanish is very different than, like, you know, Spanish that, yeah, you know, you grew up with on the streets of LA or something like that.
Yeah.
Mexican Spanish or something. So I remember growing up in your house and the speed at which your parents could talk and the way, the words that would just come, your parents terrified me.
Yeah, they still terrify me. So, I mean, my mom still got that look. I mean, she still got a look and a mean chancla.
Yeah. So, you know. Dude, she could make the word mijo sound so menacing.
Oh, like, oh, it's like the word mijo to a Spanish mom is like the word dude. It's so versatile. You know what I'm saying? You could use, like, there's so many different ways of saying, like you're excited, like, dude, or like, you know, your friend's waiting to kill you around the corner, dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mijo's the exact same way. It could be like mijo. And you're like, oh, I just fucked up royally.
Right. Like, all I get, you know, son, your parent, your dad calls you son, and it's usually like, well, son, you know, he's about to tell you something more, yeah, or
something more official.
Like, son, you know, it's like, it's the declaration. Whereas, like, mijo is like, you know, she could be mad. Mijo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It's like, you can get a different way. You can get a different way. It's where, like you said, in English, it's like, you don't say, you say son. It's almost like when you're talking, it's almost like when Mufasa speaks to fucking, you know, like, you know.
Everything the light touches.
Everything the light touches is yours. You know, where if your parents are mad at you, they don't use son. They use boy. Boy?
Yeah. Damn it, boy. I heard that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And you knew you were in trouble when you heard your middle name.
Oh. That reaches multicultural. In Spanish, it's the longer it goes. The longer... The more last names that are put when they're firing off at you is the how much in trouble you are.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, I learned from you that Hispanic cultures, you keep all the last names. Like, you think, yeah, you know, you think like some white woman hyphenating her maiden name and her married name is, you know, all like, oh, so progressive, she hyphenates her name. No. Go back to a Spanish culture where they don't hyphenate names. They just only say the first last name. The other 19 last names are just in parentheses.
I guess so. Come to find out that some of Spanish cultures use that for identification. So like if you're traveling somewhere, that's how you knew if your family is like, we're cool with each other. You know, you just rambled off your entire, like, you know, your father's name, then your mother's maiden name, and then your father's mother's name, last name, then your father, then your mother's mother's, you know, name, and they're like, oh wait, what was that last name? Okay, we don't got to fight, we're cool. I got a third cousin, you know, from the left side, who's baby sister married one of you guys's family for like 15 generations ago, so we're cool. Like, okay, so I can have this piece of bread. Thanks, I appreciate it.
But you know what, I think what's going to kind of be the common thread on these episodes is, you know,
the people, shit talking.
Well, that too. But we all have a common thread in our upbringing. I mean, even though we've all ended up in very different places, like a common thread was, number one, we all got our asses beat by our parents. And I, you know, like, the idea of a household that didn't spank their children was so foreign to me, because I was surrounded by friends whose parents did beat them, and I didn't have any friends whose parents didn't spank them or didn't beat them. So like for me and for you guys, we grew up just with the idea that, you know, if you stepped you could step just far enough out of line to get yelled at, and we were willing to get yelled at, but every once in a while you realized you done fucked up and stepped a little too far out of line and you got the whooping. And I always tell parents that, and I told parents this when I was working as a cop. I said, yeah, you know, if you don't spank your children, that's fine. That's up to you. But it is legal, at least here in California. And it gave me a psychological condition, you know, being spanked as a child, that I still suffer from today, which is called respect for others.
Yeah.
And eventually you go from learning that lifelong skill of respect for other, and then that when you become an adult turns into act right. So, right. You know, you go from respect into just act right.
Yeah. Right. And that, I think that's one of the reasons we launched Mansidalgia in the first place, and why we're going to kind of continue here with this show. We didn't know what to call it. We didn't want to call it Mansidalgia because that was its own thing. And we talked about it, but you know, everybody who's been in sports, everybody who's been in the military, everybody who's been in public service, police officer, EMT, nurse, whatever, everybody's been in a locker room. If that's, you know, the life you've lived, and typically you'll find probably, I think what 80% of people have probably dealt with what it's like to be in a locker room. And that's why we call it the Locker Room Podcast, because the conversation in the locker room can be anything from the, you know, your wife's complaining at you for not, you know, mowing the lawn on Sunday, to the geopolitical status of South American countries as it relates to oil production in the U.S. it just all depends on who you're standing there talking to. Right. And then usually it ends with getting snapped in the ass with a rat towel.
Or your mama joke.
Or your mama joke. So if you think that you are going to tune into this podcast and not hear some offensive shit, stand by, because
yep.
this is just, I mean, you might get some heated arguments on here. You're going to get different opinions. You're going to get us calling each other out on our bullshit and saying, no, you're full of shit, you know? But at all times, we're going to try and just discuss whatever it is that we're discussing the way we normally would. Let's see. What were some of the things we talked about on Mansidalgia? Was like, you know, grooming, men's grooming, you know, and what are the grooming standards and what are your grooming habits and, you know, what are your grooming rituals? Because let's face it, some men have beauty rituals that are pretty in depth. I'm talking to you, Matt.
Wait a minute. How do I get thrown in on this?
Oh, we'll get to your long bubble baths with candles that you light for yourself.
That's not me. You got somebody else.
What was the famous saying? Sometimes you just have to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. God, once in a while, man.
I'll go back into the archives, see if I can dig up the clip.
Yeah, if you dig up that clip and punch it in right now. Sometimes you just got to take care of yourself because nobody else is going to do it for you.
Well, that's true. It's just.
Yeah, but bubble baths?
And candles.
I don't recall saying bubble baths.
And maybe it was a bath bomb.
Yeah, I think I was joking. Because I really don't like baths.
We've all been to your house.
That's true.
You know, maybe it was massage oils.
I think we're talking about taking care of ourselves in another way.
Which would go along with the massage oils.
That was the massage oils and the candlelight.
Oh, geez. So, you know, that's how we all know each other. We've been friends forever and a day. If you're listening to this or watching this and you get offended by something we say to each other about each other, you got the wrong damn show.
Yep.
Because my mama done told me never take offense on someone else's behalf when they don't give a shit. Right.
Amen.
It's fun. Okay. So here's a mini topic, for this episode that just popped into my head because of that. The Washington Redskins are officially changing their name and their logo.
I was gonna bring that up. We were thinking the same thing there.
So subsequently, there's been a lot of, you know, media postings about the Washington Redskins name and logo. Turns out their name and logo was done and designed with the assistance of and blessing from a Native American tribe. And it was a Native American that designed their logo. Yeah. Now, we all have a personal, I guess, investment in this kind of a topic, because we all went to a high school where the logo was a Native American and our team mascot was the Brave, you know, like the Atlanta Braves kind of thing, you know, same kind of thing. And I always thought it was cool, right? It was a majestic, majestic Native American head, feathers, and we were the Braves. And it's like saying, you know, a Brave is just a name for you know,
it's a badass warrior.
Indian. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Warrior.
Yeah.
Badass indigenous warrior.
So I always thought it was cool. Subsequently, to be politically correct, they changed it from Brave to a Continental Army uniform and called them the Patriots. I think now that's going to even be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
The way we're erasing history, our high school is not even going to want to be associated with the Revolutionary War in any way.
No colonialism.
No colonialism. But let's talk about taking offense on someone else's behalf. If Native Americans as a whole don't have a problem with the Washington Redskins logo or name, should they change it?
Yeah, well, here's a funny thing that I was going to bring this up, which is funny that you did, but I actually posted an article on my Facebook explaining that whole thing, how the logo is pretty much a one-for-one off of this profile picture of an actual living chief of the Blackfoot tribe, and that's why it was used. And some people popped in the comments to take offense on their behalf, and wouldn't you know it, every single one of them was a white male.
Right.
So I was like, wait a minute, where is your outrage coming from? If, you know, all these Native Americans thought it was great that they're being represented, they don't think it's a derogatory term, they don't care. Why are you offended on their behalf? And I still haven't gotten a valid answer to that, but.
Nor do I think you will.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. If you are offended on somebody else's behalf and they're not offended, what do you think? What are you doing that? Why? What's the point? I mean,
you know, I think, well, people don't have to do anything, but I think people need to realize that not everything needs a champion for justice. You know, I think people are misconstruing that if they say something and go first, then that they are more about that change or that general, I'm trying to put my thought together as I'm speaking.
You mean like they're not jumping on a bandwagon because they said it first?
Yeah, it's almost like saying first. You know what I'm saying? Like the reverse.
Offended.
I'm gonna fire this first, and I'm gonna just, you know, fire this first, and be so about this that it draws the line of either you're with me or against me, and unfortunately people are fucking sheep, and they go, okay, so that's what we're getting kind of behind now, and not taking anything further or any research into consideration, because again, like Matt was saying, if you just do a little bit of research. I just did it right now, actually. I was just looking up right now some information about that. And if in the inception of this logo, the inception of the team, you go and do things the right way, and the right way is to get that group that you're quote-unquote offending involved, and they are the ones who are giving their blessing by creating this logo for you, stamping their seal of approval, what the fuck are you standing for? Like, who are you speaking in behalf of? It's yourself. It's yourself and your perception of what you want to imply, what you want to put on other people. Like, you should be thinking like I do, when the actual person is not. offended. I mean, like, you know, I tell people this all the time. It's like, if you see, and I tell my friends and coworkers about you guys, especially when you guys used to come to get tattooed at in the shop that I worked at. Hey, if you hear us like banter back and forth and they say certain things, don't get offended for me. First of all, I'm a big boy. I'm going to get offended for myself if I get offended. Second of all, like, we talk in a language.
Real talk.
Yeah, we talk in a language that is pertinent to us, to our age group, to how we grew up, which is, we talked about this before a long time ago in Manstalgia, which is intent. You know, saying there's no intent. You know, when, you know, Connor or sorry, when oh fuck you, your last name is right there.
whatever, come at me.
when either Matt or Tom, when you guys or Roach or any one of our friends, you know, like says like oh you're dirty beaner because I said a certain thing about, like, you know, my past with, you know, being a little promiscuous here and there, so on and so forth. If I laugh, or if I'm like, oh fuck you, Whitey, you know what? Right. That's how we talk to each other.
Yeah,
right. I don't need you. I don't need you to stand up for me. I don't need you to get offended for me. I'm a big boy.
You are literally, like, your nickname in high school was Ogre. You are a large mammal.
And yeah, I'm a large mammal.
We would joke, like, Princess Bride, you would have been Fezzik, you know. It's like,
anybody want to be?
Nobody needs to be offended for you.
No, and I think that's the problem. It's like, I'm not gonna say we as a society, because I don't stand with that, but society in general, I'll say that, and these people, they're not doing the first step. The first step is observe, and then react.
Yeah.
See what's happening, formulate the opinion, and then react. If you're hearing something and you're firing with both barrels right away, you're going to have collateral damage. And the collateral damage that's happening is changing the tone for everybody else. And we're talking about this one subject. I'm not talking about, like, I'm not going in depth into other things. I'm talking about, like, this one thing. Like, should you be offended for somebody else? I say wait and see if they're offended, and then get behind the cause. Let that group of people or those people dictate how they want to proceed forward, and then support them. You want to make a change? Pay attention to the narrative. Pay attention to the narrative. See how they're offended, why they're offended, listen to them, and then support what you want to support. That's gotten, things have gotten so far away from that.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah. I told you, I ramble.
No.
I know, I was trying to, I was like,
no, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just thought of something while we're talking about this. You know, this is, it's also a generational thing, because when this logo was came about, this was, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Marco, I think you pulled it up, it was like 1920 something or some shit like that, right? Or 30 or anyway, it was
so the Native Americans have been questioned, used the name and the image since the 60s.
Okay, so since the 60s, so that generation rallies behind this and says, hey, you know, we like this logo, it represents us, it's a source of pride for us, Native American pride and everything. So they're all on board. And then you have the current generation, and let's remove the people that are not Native American that are getting offended on their behalf, but the newer generation of some Native Americans, because there are some that have been saying, hey, we don't like this. So now it's like, where do you go with that? Because the generation prior, your grandfathers were cool with this. They liked it. But now there's a smaller cell of softer individuals due to the, you know, social, economic climate that they're in, and
the pussification
and how they're being
of society.
Exactly. So then you have another instance of a few out of many that are crying foul. And all of a sudden, those voices need to be heard over the others behind them going, no, we really don't have a problem with this. So it's like, where do you draw the line? Is it, you know, 5 people, 10 people, 20, 100, 1,000 out of millions are offended by something? What's the breaking point? And that's the frustrating thing, is I'm sure there are some Native Americans that find it offensive, but there are a bunch that don't. So it's like, who do you pander to?
Well, and so let's take, I'll give you 4 examples just on this topic alone. You have the Washington Redskins. Well, you did. you had the Chicago Blackhawks, right?
Right.
The Atlanta Braves and what's the Cleveland Indians. Okay. So if you, the things that people tend to pick apart at the Cleveland Indians is their logo, Chief Wahoo, which is absolutely one of the coolest, like design wise, he's one of the coolest looking logos ever, you know, big goofy smile and all that stuff. But that's what people pick on is it, you know, it's this is, they say it's a racist caricature. Okay. Why? Cause he's got a mouthful of big teeth and a ear to ear grin. Are you saying that Native Americans can't grin? What are you
or
saying?
Or the big nose.
Then you go to the Washington Redskins where the logo is very regal and it's very majestic, but the name Redskins itself is offensive. And then you go to the Atlanta Braves where it's either a native, you know, it's a regal Native American head in profile, or it's a tomahawk, which they use tomahawks. It's not historically inaccurate to say that. And it's not historically inaccurate to say they were Braves. They were called Braves. And then you get the Chicago Blackhawks. And I think that's why they've been skating under the radar the most is because the team name is an actual tribe name.
Right.
And the logo is a majestic Native American profile. So I think people look at that and go, okay, they're not using a slur and they're not using an offensive picture. So we give them a hall pass, but how long until that hall pass runs out? And it's, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Atlanta Braves isn't okay. Cleveland Indians isn't okay. Then Washington Redskins. And then all of a sudden Chicago Blackhawks isn't okay. So now the Blackhawk people, the Blackhawk Indians have no representation in any sport, whereas they used to have their name and, you know, I don't know. I think you're right. Where's the line? And nobody knows.
I mean, what if the Redskins just changed their name to the Blackfeet?
Yeah.
Which if I remember correctly, is that image was, is a gentleman who was a Blackfoot chief, the Blackfeet tribe. So why not just change it to the Washington Blackfeet, leave the logo and done. Let's carry on.
Well, and there's another one. So nobody's picking on the Kansas City Chiefs. I forgot about that. Kansas City Chiefs, right? Is that because they're the Chiefs with the logo of an arrowhead? I don't know. Everybody always brings up the idea of what if you had a team named after you? And I've seen like these hats that people have done mock-ups or these shirts that people have done mock-ups of where they take a famous logo and they change the race and they change the team name to be some other ethnic group. And I look at them like, I would totally wear that. I would. I mean, like they have, there's a company right now that's the Cleveland Indians logo, right? Same exact logo, no feather. And the skin tone has been changed to a nice peachy, you know, whitish off-white color. And in the same Cleveland Indians font, it says Caucasians. And I'm going, I would totally wear that. Even if it said Cleveland Whiteys, I would totally wear that. If it said Cleveland Crackers, totally wear it. Right? Like,
well, that's because we have this really odd ability to see something that could be potentially offensive, not take it to heart and just move the fuck on, which is amazing.
Irish people have done for literally centuries.
Yeah. Cause I'm not going to go running around with this big campaign that the Lucky Charm cereal box is offensive culturally to me because of my, you know, Irish bloodline.
How about Notre Dame?
Yeah. The Fighting Irish. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, that dude's got the freaking boxing stance with the idea that Irish people have hot tempers and they always fight.
Yeah. Which is true, but
I was going to say, however, newsflash, it's true.
It's true. Yeah.
So I take offense to Toucan Sam. I'm putting it out there.
Why?
As a representative of the culture and the environment that Toucan Sam comes from, I take offense to Toucan Sam.
You know what I'm more offended by with Fruit Loops? They say that they're lemon and orange and cherry flavored. No, bullshit. Every single one of those damn loops, I don't care what color it is, it all tastes the same.
It does.
Not just the same. It's like Hawaiian. It's like Hawaiian punch in a fucking little circle loop. And like,
right.
Here, there's all these great flavors. No, there aren't.
Here, try the red one. Oh, gee, it tastes just like the yellow one.
I just had a fucking yellow and a purple one, and they all taste about the same. So
yeah. So I think we'd send us your emails because we will. This is going to be a little more interactive. Eventually, we'd like to get to the point where we can sit down and host live episodes where people can. Type in their comments. We'll interact with you guys. But for right now, this is just an experiment. We are working on how this is all going to work. I mean, we're even recording in a new format. We are all three in different locations. We used to do this all together. And so far it seems like it's worked out. I haven't had a single problem with, stepping on each other or anything like other than, Matt trying to talk when Fuzzy's on a rant.
Fucking bird walks, man. You can't stand bird walk.
So for this episode, I think we'll just leave it at this. So we're going to come up with our own email address, and Matt will probably be running point on the communication just because I don't think I can keep up with the emails for both shows, and he'll be running point on communication. We have our own Facebook page, and we have our own Instagram. It's going to be a Locker Room Podcast. So if you want to search us there, because the social media interaction and some of the topics and stuff that we cover will be different than the stuff we've been doing for War Stories. But they're kind of like it's kind of like a spinoff show, I guess. Right. It's based on the same people, but this is Laverne and Shirley to Happy Days. That's what, so Fonzie may show up from time to time. You never know. I think I just completely dated myself with that reference. And do they even have spinoff shows anymore? Like,
I think the last ones that I heard of was what, like the Joey one from
Yeah, I don't know if they have like spinoff shows where like one character will show up on a show and then it'll spin off into its own other show.
No, I don't think it's popular anymore. I think they've gone back to just remakes.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to reboot the whole show. So,
yep.
Well, do you guys have any last thoughts before we close out this episode?
I have to pee.
I'm hungry.
That's a good note to end it on.
It's my last thought.
All right, so we're going to try and do this, like I said, every week. We'll release something. If you have a topic you want us to talk about, or if you just want to ask us a question or whatever, you can, for right now, send it to our War Stories email. But we'll set something up, and we'll get you guys covered for the next episode. So I'm going to bring back our old sign-off for now, because I don't know what the hell we're going to be saying from now on, but just remember, you're a man.
Act like it.
All right.